I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which this episode is recorded, the Gubbi Gubbi people. I would also like to acknowledge the First Nations peoples and language groups across this entire nation in which conception, pregnancy, and sacred motherhood knowledge has been shared. We pay our deepest respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and further extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people today. Hello, hello, and welcome! You are listening to The Oxytocin Hour. I'm your host, Dana. I'm a midwife, mum of five, and all-round oxytocin enthusiast. People are all too willing to share their negative experiences of conception, pregnancy, labour, birth, and beyond. The Oxytocin Hour is your safe haven, filled with positive experiences from mums, dads, doulas, midwives, and everyone in between. Each week we will release a new episode with the intent to uplift and inspire you. Thank you so much for joining me here today. Now, let's get into today's episode. This and every episode of the Oxytocin Hour is strictly for entertainment purposes and is not to be used as medical advice. When I began podcasting, I needed to use an easy-to-use, all-in-one, web-based podcasting platform. I get all of this from Zencastr. It provides high-quality audio and video podcast production and hosting. I picked it up so quickly and I haven't looked back. You can create your podcast all in one place and distribute it to Spotify, Apple, and all other major destinations with the click of a mouse. The quality is incredible and the multi-layered backups give you peace of mind. Go to zencastr.com/pricing and use my code capital TOH. That's TOH, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experiences I do for all of my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story. Welcome back to another episode of the Oxytocin Hour. I'm your host, Dana, and this is season 2, episode 1. And boy, do I have some announcements for you. Firstly, though, I just wanted to say thank you so much for being so patient with the dropping of season 2. I've had quite a lot of people message me asking when it was going to start. And I actually was just really feeling into my own body, my own intuition, and my own feelings about what I really needed to happen. And I was feeling a fair amount of pressure to release this second season. And I've got a lot of episodes already pre-recorded with so many amazing people, and I cannot wait for you to hear them. But now's not the time. I'm going to wait until 2024 to drop episode 2, and we're going to get back into it. It's going to be bigger and better than ever before. So thank you so much for your patience, but I've just been listening to myself, and hopefully you can resonate with that and be like, oh my gosh, don't even apologize. Like, I understand where you're coming from. So trust me, it was very, very needed, and I'm sure that you will reap the rewards of your patience for this one. A couple of announcements now for season 2 of the Oxytocin Hour. Number 1, I am going to have a co-host joining me for the Dear Dana episodes. I think I'm going to keep those episodes named Dear Dana, but I might include the co-host's name. Actually, I think I really will do that. Dear Dana, and you won't find out who the co-host is until episode 2. Sorry to keep you waiting. So that's one really, really huge announcement. And the second one is that I've just been thinking about the podcast, and I just, as you would have known if you've listened to the pilot episode, I've really been wanting to begin a podcast for years, and I was really slow
to start it. And I was just like, oh, I think, you know, like this is what I want it to be. And this is what I'm going to call it. And this is what my intro is going to be. I was sitting on that for years. And now that we're like reaching the end of 2023, I just feel this really big shift and like movement within it. And that's what we're going to do for season two. So I'm still going to do like birth stories and parenting stories and all that sort of stuff, but I'm going to open it up to not just having the opportunity to come onto the show and speak with your own words, because I have a lot of people that are actually really, really wanting to share their stories, but they don't personally want to speak on the episode, whether it's a time-related thing, they don't have the equipment, time differences suck, they don't simply just do not have the time. This was coming up a lot with this podcast, and I thought, I'm going to open it up and allow people to email me their story, whatever story it may be, and have the opportunity for me to read their story either in first person or second person or whatever you want it to be. So I can share them on Thursdays as well. So if you're sitting there and you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh my gosh, like, yes, I have a story that I want to be shared, but I don't want to be the one to physically be speaking on the episode for whatever reason that may be. And I know that there's a lot of you out there because intuitively, and I've been listening to what people have been saying to me. That's what I'm going to do. So if you have a story that you would like to share, please just email me at admin@daisy.com.au, which is admin@daisy.com.au, and literally just write it all down, sister or brother, and I will share it and we will chat more about it. But they are the main things that I wanted to announce on here. So just to recap those things, the next episode of season two will be out at the beginning of next year, and it will be weekly from then on until the end of that season, and then we'll jump on to season three. I'm going to have a co-host for my Monday episodes, and I'm going to open up the podcast for people to be able to contact me with their stories that they may like me to simply share for them. That's what I'm going to do. Let's see how it goes. And if you want to be on the show, listen to the outro because I pop everything in there. But thank you so much for waiting so patiently. And I hope that you're really psyched and excited to hear what I have to share for the rest of this season and into the new year. I hope you have an absolutely incredible Christmas, end of December, new year, whatever it may be. I hope you're doing well. Please take care, and I will chat to you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to share the love or get in contact with us for feedback or a chance to be a guest on the show, you can contact us at www.daisy.com.au. That's www.daisy.com.au. Or on our Instagram, @TheOxytocinHour, all one word. I appreciate you taking the time to tune in, and I hope you've gained something positive from listening. Until next time.